Our theme this evening is light, and we begin with a short reading from Ernest Holmes about light. He said, "I tune out all dull negative ideas and tune in with the sunshine of life, with brightness and laughter, with the joyous presence that is life itself. I know that all the beauty of form around me is the garment of God. I know that presence that is manifest in my heart and mind is God expressing within the garment of form. As I feel this presence more and more, I hear the song of joy deep within. Always when I am still, I hear the song of life pouring through my consciousness. I have only to listen, for it is always there. Knowing this, that I am the very essence of God, joy wells up within my heart, and life sings through me in radiant ecstasy." So we thank Ernest Holmes and so many others who've written about the light. And I remember my very first introduction to the idea of light in Science of Mind came from a song called "You Are Light." And the chorus of the song said, "You are light, yes you are, and that's the real you. You are light, yes you are, and that's the deepest truth." And somehow when I heard those glorious words, I knew that truth. I knew that truth. And later, I read the beautiful book, I Remember Union, by Flo Avila Magdalena, and she gave a blessing to a mother. Mary Magdalene gave a blessing to a mother who was pregnant. And she said, "Every day say this to your child as yet to be born. You are light, and light you shall remain. You are choosing to come into form. You are choosing this form. You are light, and light you shall remain." And when your baby is born, every day, remind him or her, "You are light, and light you shall remain. You have chosen to come into form. You have chosen this form. You are light, and light you shall remain." And when we study quantum physics, it talks about light being both wave and particle. And if we are light, we are both wave and particle. We are the physical body. We are the form. But we are also the energy of divine life. We are the light that shines as the form, through the form, in the form, and all around the form. And ancient teachings talk about the aura, and people can see the light radiant around each of us. We are the light, and light we shall remain. We have chosen to come into form. We have chosen this form, and we are light, and light we shall remain. So let's take a little time during this meditation and connect with the light that we have always been, the light that we are, and the light we shall remain. For whether we physically occupy this form or not, the energy of our spirit is eternal and infinite. It was there before we were born. It's been here all along, and it will be here when we're no longer physically present on the planet. For we are light, and light we shall remain. So just breathe deeply and allow yourself to relax. Connect with the breath and allow the breath to move through your body, relaxing you from the top of your head down through your face and your neck and your shoulders into your arms and hands and out through your hands down into the ground. And back to your shoulders, feel your breath move down in your body through your torso and into your waist and your hips, your legs, your feet, and into the ground. Just grounding ourselves in a relaxed, peaceful way. We just allow our bodies to get comfortable, to follow the breath into a deeper sense of peace and ease. And imagine with me, if you will, that you can see the light of your being in your heart. You may see it as a candle flame or a lighthouse beacon. You may see it, a heart as radiant as a sun, or simply a tiny spark at the center. Doesn't matter how big the light is in this moment, because as we breathe into the light, just like as we blow on a fire that's established, it gets bigger. And so we blow on our little heart light, and we watch our heart light glow more powerfully. From a candle to a flashlight, to a lighthouse, to a radiant sun. And remember that the healing, loving energy of spirit is in every organ, cell, and system of our body. So imagine this little light in this little cell. And as you breathe and relax, that little light in that cell gets brighter. And you can magnify that by the trillions of cells in your body, knowing that each one gets a little brighter with the breath, with the oxygen, with the loving support of the physical planet, with all the wonderful food that you eat, with the circulation of your blood through your body. Your cells begin to glow a little brighter. And as we relax in this meditation, we create the atmosphere in our bodies for healing. The space where our body can do what it knows how to do. It can handle any challenges with the immune system. It can balance and heal the chemistry and physiology of the body. So we allow the light that we are to balance and heal us in this moment, knowing that in every moment there are dozens of chemical reactions taking place, and we don't even have to think of them. They are just handled. So let's feel some appreciation for this brilliant body, this garment of God that we wear in this physical plane, knowing how beautifully and perfectly designed it is to be the vehicle of the light that we are, the particle that carries us in the physical body, that carries the energy of our spirit and our love. And we let our light shine. Today, my brilliant friend Gail Renwick at Study Group asked us some powerful questions in our discussion. When do you feel most powerful? And what is the gift you give to the world by being? And I concluded that I feel most powerful when I'm connected to Source, when I feel that energy flowing through me as me, and the greatest gift I can give is the blessing of my connection to others. And I noted that when I sometimes talk to people and they feel inspired by something I have said, their faces go from gray to golden. It's like the light that wasn't shining suddenly is able to shine. And so we allow our lights to shine now. We allow ourselves to be that golden, beautiful light in the world that touches others simply by our just being. We don't even have to do anything. We just be the light. We be ourselves as light. We glow in the world. And that connects with the heart light of others and somehow turns on the light in someone else. So if you can, remember a moment when you saw the light in someone else. Could be the sparkle in the eye of a baby, or the delight of a 2-year-old. It could be an older person who is wise and loving and caring. You connect with that beautiful light, the master teacher light. And so take a few moments and think of people you love and bless the light that their heart light has touched in you. We could endlessly touch others with our heart light, seeing the blessing of their being, remembering who they are, for they are light. Yes, they are, and that's the real you. You are light, yes, you are, and that's the deepest truth. Even if we don't say it out loud, we can think it in our minds. You are light, and light you shall remain. You have chosen to come into form. You have chosen this form. You are light, and light you shall remain. And so in the next few moments, as we listen to David's beautiful music, we can continue to see the heart light in everyone we think of and remind them in our consciousness that they are light, and light they shall remain. Thank you.